parce que Dunga veut automatiquement va construire en gros un système et à prison et à détention.
Because Dungavel at first is built up in a prison system.
The shameful thing is that there are children in there.
As its official name is Dungavel Removal Centre. It has a dreadful resonance, I think.
Okay, detention is a place that comes from Tunano Liboma. One premier point.
The detention is a place where people can get crazy.
The horrors that these people are going through in there, they haven't committed any crime and they're incarcerated for being either political refugees or, as the press, the tabloid press like to put it, economic refugees.
The truth of the matter is, I don't think it has been properly monitored and we don't know what's going on in that place.
Kakabana ndiba kosa kibana.
They lie to my children.
Pastor Dali and his family fled Angola 4 years ago after he refused to spy on his congregation for the MDLA government. Along with thousands of other asylum seekers, they settled in Glasgow, which had accepted a deal with central government to house refugees in disused high-rise buildings. Pastor Dali went door to door, building up a thriving Pentecostal church with some 200 families in the large community of African refugees. But last December, after 4 years, he was abruptly informed that his asylum application had been rejected. Without further explanation, he was taken to Dungavel Detention Centre, pending deportation on the 23rd of December.
Okay, detention is a place that comes from Tunano Liboma. One premier point.
The detention is a place where people can get crazy very quick.
Et puis, it's a place moko home office a utiliser pour a torturer mutu bazo torturer yo même physique et bazo torturer yo moralement.
It's a place that the home office uses to torture people, and they won't do it necessarily on physical way. But mentally, you are tortured.
Because ngaza komona ba chinois musuba zala ikuna omona papa munene me na tongo na kulwara zo ganga zo lela yemoko paske zo souffrir.
I've seen Chinese people, Chinese guy. You'll see him in the morning, out of nothing, start screaming on the corridor on his own.
Alo, tant biso to bandi église. La majorité bazao ya église parce que mon que c'est les places bazako yoka malobezo ko consoler bango pour mettre moi moral na bango ces places
pigo solo la makambo
pigo solo na makambo na bango.
That is why the chapel that I started was very popular within the detention because that was the only place people can go and hear some words of hope and also have some sort of counseling within their own problem.
It was the African church community that came to his rescue. They turned out in hundreds at demonstrations in Glasgow, at Dungavel and the Scottish Parliament. They hid Pastor Dali's wife and his children to prevent them being sent to Dungavel, where the reunited family could have been more easily deported. The campaign was spearheaded by Sana Bumba, a Congolese refugee and activist based in London and a close friend of Pastor Dali's. Sana's NGO, Project Lisalisi, provides advice and linguistic help to asylum seekers and refugees.
I came first in this country myself as an asylum seeker. And out of my experience, my own experience, just because I couldn't speak English at all, I couldn't see in the people's faces that I was an idiot because I couldn't express myself in English. And that's not how I would describe myself at the time. And there were a lot of frustration and a lot of difficulties, housing, benefit, integration, just having friends, you know, to share, to talk to. At the time, my wife and my kids was not there because I came on my own at first. And it was very hard, very, very, very hard. So out of my own experience, and then I started attending a community church. Everyone in that church was an asylum seeker, including the pastor himself, as we're having here now. Because I was very determined to speak English and to understand the language. And I was one of the first one in the community who started to pick the language. I think I picked it a bit quicker than other people. So I started by people bringing in a letter. Oh, can you read this letter and explain it to me? in the church, and they will tell your guy that, oh, you know, you got this difficulty, go and see Bumba because he can read English. So people start bringing in letters and start reading for and explaining what was going on. And then at some stage, start translating document for them, start interpreting for them and taking them to the DSS and to the GP, and then to build up really that stuff. And at the end of the day, I ended up having a mass within a mass. Okay. When I go to church, people will bring in the letters, all the issue, everything there. And then as soon as they see me, so at the end of the church, I will have 20, 25 people just surrounding me or waiting on a queue to see me. So I put it to the leadership at one of the meetings and said, well, I think this is becoming an issue here. I was asked to conduct some sort of a survey within other similar community churches around. And I went there, and as soon as I started speaking, they said, that's exactly what we need. And out of it, I was asked by the leadership that I should write the project and see how to implement it. That's how the work started, basically.
Sana worked closely with Margaret Woods of the Glasgow Campaign to Welcome Refugees, and they also received help from the Greens, the Scottish Socialist and Nationalist parties. But Jack McConnell refused to comment on the case. McConnell said asylum and immigration were issues reserved for Westminster, even though Rachel Daly had shown him round her school last year. The darkest day for Daly came on the 22nd of December. At 7 a.m. he was told he was being deported to Angola the next day.
Alors, normalement, on est le 22 décembre. Par exemple, le 22 décembre 2004, tant que ça allait pas longo langa na danga ba mi manga na Londres.
For instance, I'll give you another example now. On the 22nd of December, I was due to be taken out from Dungaville to another detention center.
Allô, c'était vraiment tout bas, tout chaque à 7 heures juste.
It was in seven o'clock in the morning.
Allô, bah écoute, bah la musique va vite que manager a ligné comme on engage.
I was awoken up and told that the manager wanted to see me.
Allô, na laika kana. Terlinga pamba na un simple tricot locola boye.
I just had my sleeping clothes on me.
Allo, naki tango na bimi na ke na bimi place na zalaki sekreta meminga tina sali mususu pa manager na zalaki.
When I came out of the room, the security took me to the room where the manager was.
Allo, tano komi kuna na koti seti and seti guard ba poni ba gardwa mbinga mbinga waya minene wana.
As I just walked in the room, I found the manager with seven big guards waiting for me there.
Allo, manager lobinanga ndengo vandiwana okogisuko bujete parce que tozo tinda yo na Londres pe bazo deporter yo lobby.
And it was only then and there the manager told me that, okay, as you're in this room, you will not go out anymore because we're sending you to London because you'll be deported by tomorrow.
And that
time he lied to me, saying that your children and your wife have been arrested also. Well, it was not true.
At
that time, I told them, okay, can I get some clothing here because, you know, it was the 22nd of December, it was very cold out there, so that I can protect myself against the cold. But he was adamant, he refused.
And I told the
manager that, okay, those clothes are mine, they're not for the detention center. Why are you refusing me to protect myself with my own clothes? And manager told me that I'm giving orders here, and I am saying that you will not get those clothes and you will travel the way you are.
Realising that he'd been removed from Dungavel, but not knowing where to, Daly supporters inundated the Immigration and Nationality Directorate with phone calls. Glasgow MP and Speaker of the House, Michael Martin, was reluctantly pressed into service by the prospect of a petition from 500 of his constituents and made a critical call to the then Minister of Immigration, Des Brown, who put a stop to the deportation. Daly was returned to Dungavel, and a hearing was arranged for the 20th of January to decide whether he should be released on bail. But 3 days before the hearing, Daly's wife and children were also taken to the detention centre.
They lied to my children at the home office. My children were told too that they were coming to visit me. I was taken from the room I was in to the family room where my family was. I just saw the children that came and embraced me. I asked them, "What are you doing here?" And then it was then the children told me that, "Oh, we were told we come to visit you." And I told them that, no, that's not reality. The reality is you've been arrested with me. My firstborn child, my daughter, didn't agree with me, and she even started arguing with me. And I insisted to let her know that you are under arrest and you're detained, actually, and you will not go home tonight. And then at that moment, I just felt that my children were... You see, as a father, that's very painful. When my other daughter asked me why we should be arrested, what did we do? Should we be arrested just because of nothing, just like this? And you know, those kind of words is very painful to a father.
No,
but for the rest, I never counted any bad treatment to my children. I have to say that, you know, they just stayed there for one day. If in one day that my children were kept there, they start asking those kind of questions, I wonder if they stay there with me for 39 days, what will have happened to my children? I saw a 3-month baby in detention there, yeah. I've seen another family with 3 children from 2 to 5 years old.
But
You can feel from that family, for instance, the 2-year-old child were not crying every night, but screaming every night. There was something, you know, frustrating that child. The child would just run on the whole corridor, be all on the whole places, and the mother was all the time apologetic to us, but we just told the mother that we will understand, you know, that's not a place for a child.
500 demonstrators were expected to attend Daly's bail hearing, and leaders from nearly every Christian denomination in Scotland wrote to the Home Secretary on the pastor's behalf. The pressure and publicity forced the Home Office to negotiate. Bail was agreed at £4,000 and raised by Daly's congregation, and the family was finally released. They now await the results of a judicial review of their case, but unfortunately, another African family from Glasgow is now in detention. Anastasia Ndaya was taken to Dungavel weeks ago, but her 4 children, aged between 1 and 9, were successfully hidden in the local African community. But pressure from the police has finally resulted in them being handed over to the authorities, and now the whole family has been moved to Tinsley House in England. They are far from their lawyers, their friends, and their supporters, who gather today in Glasgow to protest their removal and to try and bring them back. Reporting for Indie Media, this is Tom Allen in Scotland.